Welcome back to the show, everyone. We are so excited to have this young man on the show. He is a regular here. We should really get him a condo in Houston.
Yes.
He has done so many great things for gospel music, and that's why we're always talking to him. Verizon's African American Influencers. He's one of them, one of the power players of gospel music, Marvin Sapp.
What's up? How's everybody this morning?
Doing good.
Yeah, I like y'all excited.
Well, you know, we on top and rising.
Don't take my stuff. Leave my stuff where it is. They tried to steal it before I put it out there on the radio.
I know.
We had to jump the pastor. That's all.
Y'all ain't say it right. Ask me how I'm doing so I can tell y'all how to say it.
Sorry. How you doing, pastor?
I'm on top and I'm rising higher.
There you go.
Rising.
So tell us a little bit about this story that they're celebrating. You know, you as an African-American influencer, Verizon has come to the forefront and said, hey, we want to honor you and tell your story. So tell us about powering your network.
Well, you know, Verizon, I've been in partnership with them for about 4 or 5 years, from the How Sweet the Sound brand, and even up to now, we've remained connected. And earlier this year, they contacted me and asked me about my story and really just challenged me to share with people how, you know, I've made it through some very, very challenging times over the last, you know, few years and how I still maintain and still am pushing forward. And to begin to talk about some of the things that I was doing in my community, it was just a great concept, and I was proud that they thought enough of me to want to share my personal story about my triumphs and my trials. And it's been a great, great encouragement to so many different people, and I'm just appreciative of Verizon's vision of how they're trying to just get their message out and get the message out about, you know, the urban individual and that, you know, we go through things, but we also go to the next level, that we don't stay where we are. We may have issues, but we still rise and go to the places that we need to go to.
Well, I like the fact that you are one among hundreds of entertainers, mm-hmm. businessmen, sports figures, community leaders, folks in education. You really do embody all of those things. You are an entrepreneur. You are in music, so you're an entertainer. You are a church leader with your own churches, and you believe in education. You pretty much represent this whole gamut of what they're trying to do.
I've been blessed to have a vision that was broader than just being a recording artist. And I just believe that when God gives you a platform, that your responsibility is to take that platform and branch out and do other things.
Dr. Marvin Sapp, our special guest on the Yolanda Adams Morning Show, he's one of Verizon's African-American influencers. They celebrate your story. And one thing we love about Verizon's connection, rather, to the community and to the church is that you have an opportunity to celebrate those who have not only gone through difficult times in their life, but success stories. And just talk about just this partnership with Verizon and the ability to be able to share your success story.
Well, I mean, I just think it's great, you know, because Verizon is a humongous machine that possesses the ability to really just get the message out with clarity and understanding. And again, you know, my whole goal and focus has been just to make sure that people know the types of things that I've been through. And just because you face major challenges in life doesn't mean that you have to give up or throw in the towel. You know, in the last 5 or 6 years, the four most important people in my life, you know, have transitioned from my natural father to my musical mentor to my spiritual father. And now almost 2 years ago, you know, my lovely wife, who I spent 20 years with and 18 years of marriage. So I could have quit. You know, I could have threw in the towel. I could have said, forget it. But, you know, my wife had a slogan, and her slogan was keep it moving. Yeah. And that's what she challenged us to do as a family. You know, my son is transitioning. He's going to Morehouse this year, summer session. Uh-huh. You know, my girls are getting older. The fall of this year, our charter school that we had envisioned starts 6th, 7th, and 8th grade. I'm really excited about that. You know, the process of concluding construction on our full-service salon, and then also about to break ground in August on our $4 million Performing Arts and Educational Center that will house our school. So, I mean, you know, we do a ton of things and still got other irons in the fire that we're trying to do. But, you know, the success of what I do is because I maintain my focus and, you know, I use my past experiences as a driving force to just make things happen in my future.
Visit vzw.com/Black Music Month to check out some Verizon Black Music Month playlists and a chance for you to register to win a VIP trip for four to this year's Essence Music Festival as they celebrate stories. And one of the great stories is the life of Dr. Marvin Sapp. I mean, you can't meet another young man who just has so much going on. You've been through a lot, but at the same time, it's not stopping you, and you're progressing, and man, you're setting the path for a lot of people to follow. And we thank God for you and your ministry.
Man, thank y'all so much, and I appreciate the fact that y'all keep me before the people, and yo, you doing it, girl. That's all I got to say.
Oh, keep me in your prayers, baby. Got a couple of things in the fire that I need your help with.
Well, let me
just
know. Let me know, because, you know,
I
keep telling everybody, I said I'm trying to win in every area and aspect of my life, and that's what it's really all about. It's just remaining focused, even though you hear no, because we heard no for five years on this charter school. They kept saying no, and we finally got a yes. So you just keep knocking at the door until you hear what you want to hear.
I got you.
I don't know what you came here for.
Y'all got to hear, y'all sing an old record. Let's get to the new one. Don't look back, keep moving ahead. It's some big stuff out there, guys.
We're sorry, man. We're sorry, Pastor.
I'm not sorry. I like that record.
I do like that whole CD.
I like the new one, too, but I like that one.
I know. Y'all just talk so silly.
He's the one and only Pastor Marvin Sapp. He is one of Verizon's African-American influencers. You know he is. What's your website, and how can we keep in touch with you, sir?
You can follow me at Marvin Sapp at Twitter, or go to the official Marvin Sapp page, or MarvinSapp.com.
All right. Dr. Marvin Sapp on the Yolanda Adams Morning Show. Yes, he has influenced the world. Amen. Thanks for being on the Yolanda Adams Morning Show.
Thank you.